Hey family, this is Reginald Martin, founder of Comedic Centered Living, and I wanted to talk with you guys today. And I'm going to be using this platform, podcasting a little bit more, starting here in 2024. And the reason being is that, you know, a lot of times I have so many things that I want to say, But I don't always want to put them in a video. You know, I don't always want to have to do a video, because a lot of times it takes me hours a lot of times to do those videos that I do. I mean, a 20-minute video can take me, no joke, it can take me 15 to 20 hours to write, edit, and do everything, you know. But and then also the constraint of just really getting into like all the Christian stuff, you know, and the Bible, and you know, and researching all of that just takes a lot, you know. But I wanted to be able to just share the insights that I have with you too, about different things. So that's what I want. Part of what I'm going to be doing here, I'll probably be shifting a little bit, you know, and talking more about our mindsets and stuff like that, and how Christianity really impacts us in a negative way. So I hope you can rock with me on that. And those that do, I appreciate you, and I hope that it adds value to you and some value to your life, because that's what I invariably want to do, is raise your vibration, you know, and bring that confidence and the ability for you to live life authentically. And so with that said, I wanted to talk today about something that I just saw, you know, online, and this is really about African diasporans and how we view ourselves in such a negative way a lot of times. And we do this and we automatically assume the worst of who we are just simply because of who we are. And it'll start out something like, you know, well, Black people always do, you know, blah, 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 you know, Black people never blah, 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 you know, and it's a filter that we've been given. And I would have to say, because a lot of these ideas are, and these negative ideas that we have about ourselves and we keep promoting, is rooted in the ideas that we're no good, you know, we're unworthy, and it's really a big part of the hidden beliefs, the core beliefs that we really don't see, or we really don't understand, that it's like framed our whole filter of what we have of how we see the world, you know. And so I saw this comment online about a young lady was just talking about how Africans, if we documented our journey, then, you know, we'll be basically much further along, or you know, something we could control the narrative. And somebody came back at her and basically said, you know, well, Africans didn't write, so that's basically why, you know, we couldn't, you know, we didn't document stuff. So in other words, they were looking at Africans as deficient because there was not a writing system. And this is what I want you to grasp, is that, you know, Africans thought differently, okay, than the way we think in the Western world today. So in the Western world, we think about writing and really left brain, logical, rational things is the way to go. That's the ultimate way to access knowledge, information, and reality. Okay, and really, when you really get deeper into the comedic physics stuff, the comedic science, you really learn that this one, that our reality is something that is a reflection. And if you think, then language in itself is really a downgrade, okay? So let's just talk about this, you know, because most ancient African civilizations did not have a form of writing. And they didn't do it in a way where they had letters, and that represented sounds like we do in the Western world. You know, the letter W or the letter A or whatever, you know, that's not how the ancient Africans even looked at things. So they passed many of their ideas along orally. And many of us know about the griots in ancient Africa. But oftentimes the way we've been looking at Africans is through a lens of them being deficient or backwards in some kind of way. So we assume that anything constructed from a Western way of doing things is an improvement or the apex of knowledge and learning. But family, that's just not the case. We assume that the modern world is more advanced than the ancient world in all things. But think about the pyramids that have been built. I mean, those pyramids were built thousands of years ago. And not in the context of how we've been taught of 6,000 years ago, because the original Egyptologists were Christian and they believed that the world was 6,000 years old. So that's why they started civilization at 6,000 years old. The pyramids can't be older than that. So they positioned it in that frame of thinking. Okay, the pyramids are probably 30 to 50,000 years old. Okay, easy. And this is documented. Okay. But if we understand language and we understand writing, it literally puts us in a way of thinking or frames our way of thinking into this reality. But family, we are larger than this reality. Okay, it's more to us. And the ancient Africans thought from that perspective that there is more to us than this physical reality. From their perspective, the soul is the real us, okay? I would surmise that it wasn't because the ancient Africans were deficient because they didn't have a written language. It was because of their highly spiritualized nature in the sense that they understood us as a soul having a human experience, okay? And like I said before, the human language forces our thoughts into a linear mode of expressing. Okay, and let me explain that. So, for example, to explain a beautiful sunny day, we have to present that day linguistically, one event or one subject after another, not how we experience it in a multidimensional form. We don't see the sun, feel the breeze, or smell the air in the sequence I just expressed. It all happens at one time. We experience the world in a multifaceted, multidimensional way. But when we speak about it, we must think linearly, then construct the experience linearly. The written word is even more stifling to the multidimensional experience of our world. We all must have an objective agreement on the word being used, but even then, we can all agree on some aspect of its meaning, but it can still be misconstrued as to how the other person intends the word. For example, I can use the word God, but have a completely different idea of how a Christian interprets the word. The written and verbal language can be limiting to our human experience. The ancient Kemetic spiritual system was developed over thousands of years, and knowledge and the information traveled from interior Africa and up the Nile River. All from the thousands of tributaries that it had from all over Africa. The Medunetra, or hieroglyphs as we know them, were not letters and words, but ideas in symbolic form. In other words, they were pictures. They were picture ideas is how the ancient Africans constructed it, okay? Many of the symbols that became a part of the Medunetra predate spoken language and were a part of the ancient African gesture language. Africans from all over the continent could decode the Medunetra because there was a common culture that it was developed from. The Medunetra didn't have vowels because it allowed for different pronunciations. And we see this today when just from a person from England can say the word Amun, and a person from the United States can say the words Amen. Okay? A-M-N is the basic word, but U or E as a different vowel is replaced depending on your dialect, okay? That's how ancient Africans, so there were so many different languages in Africa that there were many different dialects. And if you knew the gesture language and you knew the symbols, then you could read the Metunetra, the hieroglyphs. But one of the many genius aspects of the Metunetra is that the symbols could have a multidimensional meaning depending on the level of knowledge about the idea that the receiver had. So it wasn't because of a deficiency that Africans didn't develop a writing system like the Western world. They didn't develop a written language because they thought in a different way, and they understood that we are living in like a simulation of what we call the matrix, okay? And I don't want you to take that to the negative aspect. It just means that our world is our outer world is a reflection of our inner world. So when the ancients said that the world is an illusion, they didn't mean that it wasn't real. They meant that the illusion was that we had no power over this world. And when you have, when you understand your inner power, your inner environment, your inner beliefs, that's what they call the, when you master that, that's what they call being a Christ, okay? The K-R-S-T. So again, Africans saw humanity as souls having a human experience. Oral and symbolic language gave us a more empowered understanding that our inner world is a projection of our outer world. Everything in our reality is a symbol, and it's a symbol of our inner, most intimate vibrational expression. That's what they knew. So they didn't, again, they didn't develop a language or a written language because it framed everything. We had to agree on everything. In other words, we had to agree on the power of the matrix or the simulation. That was a limitation. And they wanted us to the Africans rose above that. That's why the Egyptian knowledge was so sought after in ancient times. It was the power of that knowledge that people learned, and the elite were the ones who got a hold of it. But the written word is a way to remove our awareness of our multidimensional self. There was no deficiency in Africa, just a different way to view our world that many of us have forgotten. Because we've forgotten, we judge them on a Western standard of written words that is actually a downgrade in communication from our telepathic nature. Family, have you ever been in a situation where you complete somebody's thoughts, or you think about them and then all of a sudden they call you? Most of us think that's just coincidence and accident. But the universe, but we got to understand that we are on a higher plane, we're all connected, and we can communicate telepathically. Everything that the ancient Africans did when it came to symbolic language or passing things along orally was to keep you from framing your reality or keep you from tethering yourself to this reality as the real world. They were ahead of us when it really came to this spiritual and metaphysical knowledge. The stuff that we're worshiping today as religion was really, it's a lot deeper than what we've been taught. We don't understand. It became sacred because at some point people knew the power of it. But all we do is worship it because it's sacred and for no other reason. We don't know the power or how to use it, how to apply it. And that's what I do here at KCL. I help you break that frame. But then I take you to the next step and say, hey, this is how to apply it. And a lot of times, family, it's just simple stuff. Simple things that can really help us to recenter ourselves and bring us to balance. You know, that's what Ma'at was about. And in a lot of the ancient writings, Ma'at was not specifically talked about. It was the function of Ma'at that was talked about. The balance, the peace that was talked about. And if you understood the esoteric language, you would see these things, even written in the Bible, you would see these things. So don't assume that because the ancient Africans didn't have a written language, that they were some way that they weren't smart enough to do it or anything, because that's really what we're really saying and what we're really thinking deep down. Our ancestors were just missing it. They weren't smart enough. But actually, they were freaking genius. They understood us as souls having a human experience. So don't let this negative frame that we've been given about ourselves, okay? Ourselves in this Western world. Don't allow that negative frame to color your ideas about what the ancient Africans knew and what they did. Written words are a frame. Many people will say it's a spell. But written words end up framing your belief system for you. It ends up telling you what to think and how to think it, because you have to agree on it in order to communicate with written words and linguistically. Or else there's no communication. People always, you know, come to me, well, you should use this word, you should use that word. Yeah, I could use a whole lot of words, but I couldn't communicate my ideas to you if I'm not using a word that we agreed on as a definition in some context. But that context also frames your reality, family, because your belief system is what creates your reality. And if it's framed by Christianity in a negative frame, where they're telling us that you know, every person around the corner, if they don't believe like you, they are the enemy. If you are a born sinner, you know, you're wicked off the bat, you know, just being born into this world, you're automatically wicked. Family, that's a frame that we've been given that we don't even think about a lot of times. And the one of the biggest things that I see is a lot of people can leave the church that have left the church, but the church haven't left them. Because they still have these negative frames. They still see the world negatively. And you see it in social media all the time. Family, those frames are keeping you in a low vibrational state. It's keeping you in a state that keeps you stuck in believing that this world, that you are powerless in this world. And that's just not the truth. And our ancient African ancestors knew this. And they left this stuff in stone. But a lot of times we will stay in the negative frame because we don't know anything else. It's framed our world in a way that we don't even understand that we are in a frame. Those are core beliefs. And until you begin to recognize your core beliefs, you're going to be stuck in a world that you don't like and that you don't want. Kemetaphysics helps you unframe those beliefs. Okay, the KCL stack, you know, at Kemetic Centered Living, it helps you to unframe those beliefs, because I give you documented knowledge about where they came from, so you don't have to hang on to that belief system. But if you never address it, you might have left the church, but the church has not left you. All right, family. So this is Reginald Martin, and I have my new program that's getting started here in a couple of weeks called Kemetaphysics. And you can go to kemetaphysics.com. That's kametaphysics.com. And you can sign up for the waiting list, and it is absolutely going to be a revolutionary program. So I'm breaking beliefs down, and then we're going to be talking about how relationships in the context of reincarnation, changing a money mindset, okay, and changing our beliefs. We're going to get into the science of this stuff. Sexuality and how we use or how we can use that energy to our benefit. So I'm taking these ideas to a next level, family. And if you've been on my YouTube channel and you know how I can break things down and make it plain and simple for you, That's what I'm going to be doing in this program for the people of Ready. Now, I can't help everybody. Okay, so the spots are going to be limited. So if you get on the wait list, you'll be notified before everybody. But family, it's time for us to go to the next level. I can help you get there. All right, Reginald Martin, I'm signing out. Y'all have an amazing day.